Hundreds of people gathered at the state capitol Saturday for the 4th annual Women's March. Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke to the crowd, emphasizing the diverse group of women that will impact the 2020 election.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer women will decide this election. Women whose families immigrated to America will decide this election. And the women who are marching across America today and the men who are here with us, we will decide this election.
The Women's March began as a response to President Trump's inauguration. 3 million people participated in marches across the country in 2017. Taylor Gantz is from Portland, Oregon. It's her third Women's March. She says a lot has changed since the original march.
We came out, we were super upset. We were like distraught. I feel like we wanted to like have unity initially, and now it's like molded to us like having action plans and having specific things that we want to work for and like specific things that we're really proud of.
Jill Bornemeyer from Brighton, Michigan agrees. She says she was never active in marches until the Women's March. Now she's been to all four.
Maybe this walk won't go on, but you know, I've become more and more aware of what's going on since Trump was elected, and that's going to continue, and I think that will be the same for other people.
While women's marches across the country grow smaller, the dedicated few who show up are loyal to the fight. In Lansing, I'm Amanda Barberina.